Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, and it's CBS Radio. Broadcasting across the whole globe of Mother Earth. Well, all I have to say, all governments are just fucked up. I had to say it because it was there. It's the truth. And there's just, you know, we have to stop the insanity allowing it to happen. The people have to take command of their out-of-control governments. We need alternative governmental systems, not the crap that's going on. I mean, every government in the world is filled with bribe-taking New World Order puppets. That's it. I mean, there is no other way to explain it. That's where it has evolved to. It's intolerable. Every nation in the world, their government is screwing their own people. You know, it's just a question of who's worse. They're all bad. Who's worse, this one or that one? And they all seem to be trying to make themselves worse than the other guy, and they are succeeding at that. And we're all tired of this, you know? It all stops when we stop listening to and obeying these evil dictators that have taken control of every government in the world, including the United States. We have a fake president here. We have a totally bribed Congress. I've said it before, but I have to bring it up again. You know, I don't know. It was like 10 years ago, whatever, the FBI did an investigation of the U.S. federal government, you know, the U.S. Congress, the 535 members that make up the U.S. Congress. And they could only find, you know, this is 10 years ago, they could only find two people that could be deemed to be honest. Well, now, that shouldn't surprise anybody. I was surprised they even found two. And if we know our American history, back then, Ron Paul was a member of the Congress. But since he isn't a member anymore, what are we left with? One person in the whole U.S. Congress that is worthy of being trustworthy? And, of course, the fake president and the fake vice president, she's fake in her own way, in her own special way. These clowns, these puppets, are not worthy of a salute, let alone anything else. And how can, you know, it just boggles the mind, how can the U.S. military allow these saboteurs of American society, traitors to the American people, how can they allow them to stay in office? Isn't there some kind of command structure that's supposed to remove traitors from public office, especially the highest office of the government? Same thing going on in the UK, Great Britain, you know? Boris Johnson, Bojo. I mean, we used to think the British military had some ethics, but how can they allow this traitor, saboteur, Boris Johnson, to be maintain his position of authority as prime minister? He's been backstabbing the British people since he got in office. And it started right off when he couldn't even fulfill one of his first promises that on Halloween Day he was going to do something. And, of course, he didn't do it. And then he dragged on the Brexit thing and, you know, has been selling the British public out ever since he got in office. British people thought the lunatic before him was bad, but this guy takes the cake, you know? And eats it, too. He's pretty chubby. But this is what's going on. Why isn't the British, are they all paid off at the highest level? I mean, sure, that's the problem with change command systems. You just gain control of the top person and pay off the top people, the top generals in the army, and they sit on their hands and allow traitors to ruin their country. I mean, where's the old British ethics here? You know, I don't get it. How can this be allowed to be happening? Is there that much bribe money in the world? Oh, yeah, I know there is, because they can print it up without backing it. Now, here's what's interesting that's popped up in the last week, or at least, you know, I became aware of it in the last week, is that certain groups or peoples are have started a new currency backed by gold, and already they have 12 nations that are signing up to use this as to replace the U.S. dollar with. You know, it's crazy. We have a fake president in the United States that is destroying our economy, just like Bojo in the United Kingdom is destroying his economy. And Trudeau is destroying his economy. All these new world order puppets. Yes, Biden is a new world order puppet. And some people speculate he's a clone. And there are several clones of him. Some clones are more defective than others. But anyhow, that's what's going on. A group has gotten together and established a new currency to eventually replace the U.S. dollar, because the Russians and the Chinese are working on it too, to replace the U.S. dollar. And we in the United States, we'd like the U.S. dollar to be the king currency, obviously, but Biden is destroying. In fact, unfortunately, the people who are in charge of U.S. economics, they're all crooks and traitors to America. Globalists, who only allegiance is to profit in the New World Order. Some of them are part of running the New World Order, these corporate creeps. So anyhow, that's the good news. But the U.S. hasn't joined this new gold-backed currency. Of course not, because the U.S. is controlled by the bankers, you know, Rothschild family and all the other filthy rich bankers that control the Federal Reserve, that control us. They can print as much fake money up as they want, fiat currency money, because none of it's backed by anything. So all these things are happening now. But the people, you know, as the timekeeper has said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And it's going to take, at this point in time, it's going to take strategic physical actions to get anything done in any country, because, we should have figured it out years ago, but the pandemic, the scamdemic, has brought to light the fact that governments all around the world refuse to listen to protesters. You know, only a few times in the back have they listened to in past days, like the last century, only a few times they've listened to protesters, governments anywhere. But now we've gotten to the point where we realize all governments in every nation in the world do not listen to protests of any kind. And if there is an exception to that, well, wonderful. But in general, what I'm saying, and we're talking at least 99.9% of the governments in the world are all crooked and do not listen to protesters. So that leaves the people with the only option. You better organize and unify in some strategic physical actions to influence the people that you've elected into government to do their job, because let's face it, they're not doing their job. They're catering to big money like they always have, except it's 100% catering to big money now. And like I said, if there's only one honest person deemed to be honest in the U.S. Congress, how can one honest person alone change the minds of the other 534 traitors who hold positions of power in the U.S. Congress? And like I said, we have to face the facts. Governments do not listen to protests. Just because protests in the past, in the last century, were successful in certain instances, right now, the scamdemic in the last 2 years has proved that governments now do not listen to protesters. They know they can get away with it, and so they just ignore you and slam the door in your face every time. Meanwhile, they wrongfully use their powers to act like totalitarian dictators to take away your rights. You know, I don't know if they get their jollies doing that or what, or the bribe money is just too big that they can't resist. That's all I have to do, take away the people's rights. These morons in government say, well, hey, you're going to pay me $10 million to do that? Well, you know what? That doesn't seem like it's that horrible. Besides, I'm making $10 million. Why shouldn't I do that to people? What do I care? What do those people out there ever do for me, you know? I'm sure that's how it's talked out and worked out. And for those who don't want to cooperate, man, they are blackballed. I'll give you a perfect incident, what's going on, you know. There's a few rebels over there in the United Kingdom that deserve some worthy notice, because they're getting bullied. They've been bullied for a number of years now, and they're really getting it stuck to them. Because they're not, they don't buy into the scamdemic. They don't buy into the phony, bribed, traitorous government, et cetera, et cetera. But before I continue with that, hey, this is a call-in radio show. I'm going to give you the number, direct number, not the toll-free number here. Hey, there's two numbers you can call in. The direct call-in number, area code 323-744-4831. And, of course, the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. And, again, that direct call-in number, you know, you'll have to pay for it, but it's probably the only way to call in if you're in another country, across the pond, et cetera, et cetera. That number is area code 323. 744-4831. And if you're from another country, in general, we have you have to dial a 1 before a different area code. Plus, obviously, you're going to have to dial the international numbers to transfer the call over here. So anyhow, that's it. Hey, it's Colin Radio Show. You got something to say that's important? Well, hey. You can talk about it here. You know, I'm pretty knowledgeable about everything, so I'll engage in a meaningful conversation, whoever might decide to call in. Anyhow, here's what's going on in the UK that we all should be concerned about. Like I said, there's a few rebels that have looked to start independent political parties, and one of those smaller political parties, the leader of which is this bold woman called Jada Franson. She actually managed to get a tape over to President Trump when he was the president. So she's a bold woman, not afraid to do things. And what caught my eye was, like, because I'm on Twitter, there were videos of her a couple of years ago, and she was out there in the street talking about the injustices imposed upon the British people by their own government, allowing basically unworthy leeches to come into the country and milk the system dry for what they can get free. And they were doing this illegally. And plus, they were creating neighborhoods that were high in crime. And because she was making note of this, the government didn't like what she was saying. So they had her arrested on false charges eventually. And they had her political party at that point in time disbanded or something. And she spent 9 months in jail on a fake trumped-up charge because the government didn't like what she was saying and exposing their bad behavior. So when she finally got out of jail, she formed another political party, British Freedom Party, and which she was the head of, small political party, but she had her own kind of like TV show going on several days a week. And she was on Twitter also. She recently got suspended, you know. Twitter plays along with suspending anyone they don't like that says too much that's against the government. So I don't know if her, her political party had a, obviously their account was suspended too. And so she had the rug pulled out from under her on a global basis because Twitter is a global thing. I guess she's still on Telegram, whatever. TelegramJF would be her hashtag, I believe. But there's a case of somebody, not only a person, but a whole political party that wants to speak up for justice and freedom, and they want to call out the bad guys like the police forces that don't want to report rapes or participated in allowing rapes to go on. Just like another working class hero there in Great Britain. The poor guy who's had his life topsy-turvied. I'm not going to even go further with that one, but I think you know who I'm talking about. You know, he spoke out against what was happening, the government was allowing to happen, and they pretty much had him falsely arrested too and thrown in jail. And he's a working class hero. Jada has become a working class hero, and there are a few others there that are still trying to speak up for justice, but they're having a rough time, just like people in America get persecuted for saying things that the government doesn't like. Oh, yeah, they pick on people all the time in America. And they even go beyond that. You know, we have the legend of Killary here, you know, people that become too much of a nuisance to certain people with fortunes to spend unlimited amounts of money, they hire hitmen to get rid of them. You know, you got to be careful. Well, we should all learn that lesson if you know your American history from JFK, you know. I mean, he seemed, you know, people loved him as a president, and there's a lot of speeches he gave that gave us clues that he really wanted to get rid of a lot of the corruption in government. Unfortunately, you know, he made a serious mistake by talking about getting rid of these corrupt people out of government that wanted to destroy America. And they beat him to the punch on it. They destroyed him. Of course, it was a paid hit assassination, many people involved. The people had, obviously, the ones that had things to lose, you know? And like, I think he was going to close the CIA, blah, 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 do a lot of other things, get rid of a lot of other secret organizations that were hiding amongst the sections of the U.S. government, like there still are a few, of course, but he stupidly made public speeches that he was going to take these people down. Well, I guess he scared them enough to the point that they took him down. A lesson to be learned from that situation. You know, you got to be careful who you talk against and how you talk, you know, what you say. You don't say stupid things like that. Obviously, JFK, unfortunately, was not a chess player. Because in the game of chess, you don't announce the moves you're going to unleash on your opponent. You always make it a surprise, and the next move is checkmate. And that's the way to play the game of chess. And so there's no reason to go out there and brag about you're going to take that person down, because you're just calling attention to somebody who's probably going to think about taking you down because you're talking so badly about him publicly. Well, so much for that. That's why I say, hey, strategic physical actions have to be taken to get some results. I mean, just like the government put the fear in your hearts with the make-believe COVID, and that's right, it's make-believe. When an analysis, I've said it before, but I just want to say it again. When 1,500 cases were analyzed by two Ivy League universities here in America, the real scientists found out there was no COVID. All the cases that were diagnosed and documented to be COVID were actually influenza A or B. All of them. 1,500 out of 1,500. No odd ones. They all were. And there was absolutely no COVID. And of course, when the CDC was questioned, can you send us a sample, these universities, of this COVID that you've been talking about? The answer was, well, we don't have a sample. So, which brings to light, you know, I just want to walk everybody through this again. It brings to light the point that, well, how could you be possibly selling vaccines or even giving vaccines away to people when you haven't discovered what the vaccine is supposed to be working against? You know, you claim you have, but the evidence points to the fact that nobody has been able to isolate this thing that's been called COVID-19. So it's fictitious, and they were just relabeling other viral diseases that, you know, show up now and then. Of course, they spiked it, literally. We're not talking about the spike proteins per se, but spiking, like you spike somebody's drink. Well, they spiked the vaccine with more toxins to actually make people sick, make people sterile. This has been proven already, you know? It's been proven. And numerous people have proved it. All this went on through this scamdemic, you know? And it was putting fear in people's hearts for them to line up to get the poison that they had planned to inject into them. And we have thousands and thousands of cases documented of people that died shortly after getting the vaccine. Yet they're still promoting it. How could this possibly be happening? Well, in a world where all the governments are sufficiently bribed, they only do what they're told by their master, the New World Order. In that kind of a world, governments are not doing their job. They're supposed to be protecting us from this kind of sabotage, you know? They're effectively destroying a large portion of the human race, and they're getting away with murder, literally. You know, this is a New World Order plan. They talked about this plan for decades. Nobody took them seriously that they were going to take the physical actions to make it happen. Of course, they were doing it all along. You got, hey, the name of the show was Connect the Dots. You got to connect the dots. You know, it started maybe 100 years ago when the Rockefellers set up the pharmaceutical industries. You know, they did, yeah. And while they were doing that, they were stamping out natural medicine. They were making laws to make it difficult for standard medical tinctures and stuff to be made available for the public. And one by one, they started eliminating them. You know, or we can even go back further. It started with the Federal Reserve first. First, they took over the banking system of the federal government by a private company. Yes, Federal Reserve is a private company for use. I mean, that information has been out for a long time, but some of you may not have heard of it. Yeah, right, U.S. is controlled by the world bankers, just like all the other countries, except Russia, I think, maybe China also. The bankers can still control all the governments of the world, basically. They print the American money for us, probably do it for other countries too, and you know, they're the ones, really, the New World Order, which is the bankers and big corporations and extraterrestrials too. They're part of that. In fact, that's where the New World Order got all their special technologies, making deals with bad ETs, not the ET go home, nice one. No, New World Order works with the bad ETs, the evil ETs that come here and try to suck our life force and try to turn us into slave labor, which, with the help of the New World Order, they have successfully done that to some extent. And so that's the ugly situation, you know, and the scamdemic. It was a scamdemic, you know. It's been proven to be a scamdemic. And meanwhile, the regular people, you know, were getting used and abused beyond belief. And no one in government is helping us. Government is the enemy now. And they make more stupid laws to take away more of our rights. And like I said, this thing started back 100 years ago. Started with the pharmaceutical industry, the getting rid of the natural medicines, brainwashing the public to believe in pharmaceutical medicine, which doesn't cure anything. And all of it has side effects too, which allows them to sell you more medicine. The forcing people to get insurance policies when they didn't really want to, the forcing people to do other things. Then they invaded the automobile industry. They made all these restrictions on cars that made the cost of the cars so expensive that it was a fortune to buy a car when the price had been going down decade after decade. It was government who made the price go up. And they didn't know what the hell they were doing. They were just riding the gravy train and pretending to do something for you. That was part of the plan. And, of course, they were already poisoning the food with pesticides. They talked to farmers and saying, hey, you'll get a bigger yield if you use the pesticides. And the people were who were getting talked into this, they didn't realize how dangerous pesticides are. They get in the food and we end up eating them, and then some of the pesticides end up in us. And even though the pesticides can immediately kill the insects, they weren't immediately killing us, but they were part of the problem with the rise in cancers. You know, of course, the rise in cancers really started back in the early 1900s when they started chlorinating tap water. I'm sure people were getting sick with the viruses in the pipe systems, along with the lead pipes disintegrating, and people were swallowing lead in their tap water, and because the original pipes were made out of lead. So they came up with a quick fix. Well, we can kill the germs with chlorine. So they started dumping chlorine in, And that created 300 to 400 different toxic compounds. This information was known back in the 50s. Yet, did the government do anything about it to stop this chlorination of public water supplies? No, we'll throw some more poisons in because our New World Order money friends told us to do this. Yeah, let's throw fluoride in the water. Now, of course, government people didn't realize. They don't realize anything. All they know how to stick their hand out and get the money and follow the orders of the people who gave them the money. We know this is true. It doesn't have to be proved. We have enough living cases of it going on every day. How do these people get away with it? More bribe money. Bribe the authorities so they don't prosecute you. We're all sick of this shit. That's why only strategic physical actions can change the situation. And like I said, what else did they were doing there? They poisoned the food, poisoned the water, started dumping chemical compounds into waters, destroying ecosystems, building more hydraulic dams, which also harms Mother Nature. Destruction on top of destruction. And then they started poisoning the air. And now they're manipulating the weather to make people suffer that way. And, of course, we have the chemtrail planes for the last 10, 20 years poisoning the air we breathe, under some fake premise that's going to cool down the planet. Yeah. And the politicians, they believe that's their job. I'll go out there and tell the people this is going to be for their good and everything will be fine. These traitorous politicians, bunch of idiots. Maybe back in George Washington's time, the people who put the U.S. Constitution together, they had superior knowledge to the general public and were aware of the most important things of their time. But that was then, and this is now. The politicians of today, 99 out of 100 of them are brain dead. They don't know how to walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. All they know how to do is do what the people who pay them big bribe money tell them to do. That's all they know how to do. And they've practiced what they think a politician is supposed to do, which is, in their eyes, grandstand in front of the microphone and tell the people what you believe they want to hear. Yes, we're going to go for green fuel and stuff like that. Meanwhile, it's all been uncovered that all of the fuel, so-called green fuel, when you really investigate it, it's not green fuel. It pollutes in different ways. And, of course, we have the all the governments of the world allowing the richest people in the world to buy up all the free energy devices and patents and keep it from the public. The secret, some of the other things they've been keeping from the public is that teleportation is real. The first one, teleportation done by the U.S. government was successful, I think, in 1972, at which point old crooked Rumsfeld, who was part of the Nixon administration way back in 1972, he had, he was in charge of the military decisions, stuff like that. And he misused his authority to declare that teleportation will only be used by the military and we will keep this knowledge from the public. And, of course, they got that knowledge basically from the bad extraterrestrials. Yeah, those evil creatures from other worlds who have come here. In fact, we have historical records of it that going back 400,000 years ago, they were ruling the Middle East. And were actually presenting themselves as the false, as God, real gods. Of course, they were the false gods of antiquity. Goes back that far, yeah. We have historical records of that. They're in the clay tablets over in Iran and Iraq. Sitting there dead in museums and libraries that nobody gets to visit anymore. So anyhow, you know, yeah, they're part of the control mechanism, and they work their control over the human race through the New World Order, which is the bankers and the richest people on Earth. And the big corporations, they're part of the New World Order now, too. And they rule all the governments of the world. Back 400,000 years ago or 300,000 years ago when they started interacting with humans, and certainly at the time of the Sumerian civilization, was established with the help of these creatures from another world. They they were the New World Order at the time, and eventually they decided they were going to use you know, school certain of our own kind, humans, that were probably the ones they mated with, so there was a bloodline connection, to be the new rulers, and they were the first ones to be given the kingships. And little did the common people of Earth know that they were being ruled by creatures from another world that wanted to use them for slave labor. The original plan was to use them in the mines, because that's where why these extraterrestrials had come to Earth to steal our gold, and they were getting away with it. And they eventually started controlling humans and forced them to work in the mines. Now, there's where slavery started on Earth, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, from a race of creatures that thought it was okay for slavery, you know. And they preached their doctrines to us, and who were we to know different? We were primitive stone axe caveman type creatures, you know, and we saw them come down. The records are in, you know, the Persian records have this. They have the pictures carved out in stone onto tablets of spacecraft coming down from the sky, and they tricked us into believing they were the gods. And they maintained this fake authority for hundreds of thousands of years, you know. People always talk about the Atlanteans. Yeah, but that was only 25,000 years ago. But slavery started hundreds of thousands of years ago. So we really need to stop telling this fable that the white people started slavery in Africa. No, it was started by beings from another world who had space travel capabilities, and they came here to steal our gold, and were doing it for hundreds of thousands of years. And they set up their proxies over time as we became a little more intelligent. I hear they recently found plenty of gold, bars of gold under the Vatican. Well, and the Vatican is one of their proxies, you know. That's why the Catholic Church was actually started. It wasn't started to really reveal the truth. That was the come on to get people to believe in it. It was started, the Roman Catholic Church, it was started by the Romans, the heartless Romans, pagans themselves, worshiping Caesar, who was a prodigy of the of these pirate ETs that had been you know, getting to do whatever they wanted on our world for hundreds of thousands of years. And that was their proxy government at the time, the Romans. And, of course, there was a lot of religious revelations being given around the time of Jesus and even before that with the Hebrew people. So they decided this is how the Roman Catholic Church was really started up with. And we need to retell this story so people can realize, You know, I've met a lot of nice priests. There's a lot of great people that are part of the Catholic Church, you know? They mean well and do right, but the whole thing originally was a scam by the Roman Empire to gain control of those pesky Christians and pesky Hebrews, whom both groups didn't want to bow down to Caesar as their representative of God. So they created a new representative of God, invented them out of thin air, and called him the Pope. Okay, you pesky Christians and Hebrews, now you can bow down to this new representative of God. You know, the Christians fell for it because they were preaching the Gospels of Jesus in this new religion. They put together 66 separate books or sometimes more, and they called it the Bible. Yes, that is the origin of the Bible. The Bible wasn't written by God. If it was, it would be perfect, and everyone would understand it was. Bible is like the world's first encyclopedia, invented by the Romans as a control tactic, and it worked to a great deal. But at the same time, they were helping sustain the message of Jesus to where, I think it was the 16th century, the Protestants came about, Martin Luther King, and they rebelled against the Catholic Church. And of course, over the years, the Catholic Church has introduced some of their own doctrines and called it the Word of God, you know, because they were, you know, tricking people that the Pope was really the representative of God. And some people still believe that. But a lot of bad info is coming out now. The Pope is, the office of the Pope is controlled by the Jesuits, or part of the New World Order. And, of course, the Vatican has been caught siding with the bad guys throughout history. So that kind of nullifies. And we have all these pedophile priests that come out of the Catholic Church, too. So how many more clues do we have to be given? But the most impressive thing I heard about the Catholic Church is what I heard firsthand. You know, I was doing deliveries, and that a lot of them were inside deliveries, and you would get to personally talk to the customer you were delivering to. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but the guy was mentioned that he was going to become a priest until he found out about the second set of books. And I says, oh, yeah? And so, and then he went out to tell the story that he was studying in Rome to be a priest, you know? And he was talking to a cardinal one day, because I guess if you're in Rome, you have access to talking to the cardinals if you're studying in the priesthood there at the Vatican. And the cardinal mentioned to him in a casual conversation that only the Pope and the cardinals get to see the original scriptures that are kept in a vault down below the Vatican. And what do you mean? And so the guy questioned that, caught his attention. He says, what do you mean, original scriptures? You mean there's two sets of books? And the cardinal admitted, yes, only the Pope, he reiterated, only the Pope and the cardinals get to see the original scriptures. Well, you know, he says when he heard that, it didn't take him long to make up his mind. No, I don't want to be a priest and part of this organization that works with two sets of books. And the original ones, the unedited ones, are kept in a vault that nobody gets to see, not even the priest. Only if you excel to the rank of cardinal or you're the Pope himself. So, hey, you know, there's nothing better than a true story. But so much for that. The real problem here today is the government. And things need to be done, actions. Strategic physical actions need to be taken. You know, when your government the people you've elected in government have failed to do their job, which is protect you from real things like treason and sabotage. When they fail to do this and they allow secret New World organizations to come in and try to kill you and succeed at killing you, and they give them a license to get away with murder, you have to realize that these people can't be trusted anymore, the ones you've elected, yeah, in your government. And that gives you kind of a moral right to not listen to any of their decrees or edicts anymore that are ridiculous. You know what I'm talking about. And it also gives you the authority to set up an alternative governmental system, because you've come to the conclusion, and they've all the governments have proved to you, that they are just totally unresponsive to what you want. They won't even give you access to them, let alone be responsive. And their attitude has become totalitarian. They think they can, in a democratic type of government, just make decrees like they were Caesar or something, and you're supposed to just fall in line and obey. You know, when it gets as bad as it has gotten, as we have seen with the scamdemic, everybody in these governments are acting like they're insane or robots. And they're just proving themselves to be liars and deceivers. We have a right to not obey their illegal decrees anymore, and we have a right to set up alternative governmental systems that we will pledge our allegiance to. And just like in the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag in America here, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. Well, we can't say that Pledge of Allegiance anymore. We need to change it, reword it, because pledging allegiance to a flag, you know, of the Republic for which it stands. Well, the Republic of America, and yeah, I said it before many times, there are no real democracies. They're all republics where the representatives have all the power, and boy, have they misused them. Well, we can't pledge allegiance to a republic in which all of the elected representatives just completely ignore us and side with the saboteurs and traitors and open the doors for a sabotage and all kinds of evils to be coming to our countries, and they become partisan to plans to kill us, murder us legally, and they allow for all kinds of bad things to happen to us when we're supposed to. We can't pledge allegiance to that republic for which it stands, you know? We need to pledge an allegiance to a new, fair system, governmental system. A governmental system in which the people, majority vote, have the final say on things. You know, everything has to be finalized with a referendum at this point in time. Politicians cannot be trusted. There has to be a final say by a vote. At least once at the end of every month, we the people have the final say on what all the fake money laundering proposals that the crooks in government have come up with. Only when we have the final say on it will they begin to do things right, because right now they have a blank slate to get away with anything, because we can't stop them. when there's 534 crooks out of 535 people in the U.S. Congress, they can damn well do whatever they want and get away with it. All they have to do is agree to play along, and that's what they do. They get a majority to agree to play along. Yeah, we'll usher this in, usher that in, usher this in, usher that. They play the same game all over the world. You know, all of these governments, they're all crooks. And this has to be changed. The people everywhere need to pledge allegiance to a fair governmental system in which they have the final say on everything. You know, this scamdemic could have never happened if the people had a final say on it. But no, all the crooked politicians, the traitorous crooked politicians that accepted the bribe money allowed this to happen because they had the say on it, and we weren't able to do anything because we didn't have a final say on it. You know, we couldn't oppose them. All they had to do was get a certain number of 100 people together to create a majority to agree, yeah, let's go along with this, poison the people with the vaccine plan, because they can't stop us and we're making a lot of money out of it, and it's so much fun to run the gravy train. Hey, so last time I'm going to say this, hey, it was a call-in radio show. With two numbers, direct numbers, area code 323-744-4831. Toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Hey, if you got a phone, you can do it. But regardless, let me get back to what I was talking about. You know, I've been... occasionally I mention, yeah, I'm on Twitter, you know. You can find my latest tweets. Go to BBS Radio. Look at the schedule. Connect the dots, you know. My show is listed in Central Time now because the radio station moved to a Central Time Zone where it used to be Pacific Time. So whereas a number of years ago, I used to be listed at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Because the radio broadcasting was done out of the Pacific time zone. So now it's in the Central time zone, which puts me at an unusual point. My show starts at 12:01 a.m. Central time. But I'm in New York City, so I just tell people Sunday, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And if you look at the schedule at BBS Radio, they've done me the courtesy at putting me at the end of Saturday night, where I used to be as the last show at 10 p.m. And now they moved a couple of time zones over. They're listing me at Saturday night at 12:01 a.m. If we know we're into Sunday, they're listing me as Saturday night, the last show of Saturday night, because it basically is. Even though it goes into the first hour of the next morning. But anyhow, so I just tell people now, hey, I'm doing a show out of New York City here, and we're on the Eastern Daylight Time Zone, and so my show airs between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., and for you people who didn't know, this is a live show I do. That's why we have a call-in number. So you can quit talking real time. That's the deal. So if you go on BBS Radio, find my show, Connect the Dots. They have a little search bar. You can just put the name of the show and it'll take you right there. And if you scroll down far enough, you'll find my website for running for president in 2024, even though it's still listed as 2020 on the internet, 2020, presidenttomedison.com. I'm doing it again because I've got the solutions to the problems, and that's what the people want. Will the people ever wake up and stop voting for big political parties? God only knows. But anyhow, because as long as they keep doing that, they're going to get another crooked politician. Who else belongs to big political parties but crooked politicians and filthy rich people that don't know anything about serving the common people? What can I say? I'm a poor person. But, you know, because I've got good ideas about how to do things for everybody at all levels, it makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But anyhow, it'll take you down to my tweets. You can find my most recent tweets there. And I've always got a few good things to say on Twitter. That's why I go on there. Look for opportunities to say something meaningful, because I'm a meaningful person. Yes, I always mean to propose something good. And an idea I've started to float around is that there should be an interest in making a movie right about this time to show the general population what they can do to regain control of their crooked governments and force them to get rid of some bad laws and put in some good laws that gives us, the people, the final say on whatever they propose in their crooked government. So make a movie. It's an idea that can work, because I've become aware in my life that movies, you know, entertaining movies are the best way to capture the thinking of the people. And right now is the time for a good entertaining movie that puts forth the solutions of all the inventive things that people can do to begin gaining control of their government. There's plenty of things, and there's plenty of room in a movie to show these things. You know, I've had no success trying to contact famous movie people, because I'm in their eyes, I'm a nobody. Even though I got 25 music videos, 3 rock and roll documentaries out there on YouTube, you know, I didn't go to any famous school. I don't have a degree that says I'm to be considered. So I know anytime I send messages, they don't even read them, or the people they hire to read messages, they don't take it seriously. Who is this guy? He hasn't made any million-dollar movies, billion-dollar movies. Hey, I'm not making any money off my 25 YouTubes and 3 rock and roll documentaries that I claim to be more entertaining than any rock and roll documentary anybody ever put together, including the Woodstock one, because there's no dull moments in my rock and roll documentaries. Check it out. I've got Subway Fantasy, Subway Fantasy 2, Subway Fantasy 3. They're out there on YouTube. You gotta spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Yeah, that's the way I spell it, to identify it's me. Subway Fantasy, Subway Fantasy 2, Subway Fantasy 3. I guarantee you'll find at least one song in these rock and roll documentaries that you like. Anyhow, and of course, I ask people to look up CD Baby. Hey, the name here is Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N. I've got 2 albums on CD Baby, you know, American Party Songs, and go searching for the other one. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show, and you're going to hear the lead guitar solo from my song, Are You the Party in Kind? That's, I got a free YouTube to watch out there for you. And my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. You can, it's the first song on my CD Baby album. Song's Better Than Dylan. Title song's Better Than Dylan. It's the first song on that album. I Gotta Be Somebody. Look for it on the internet. And the one good thing I have to say about CD Baby is when you put your album out to them, they create a YouTube account for your music where, you know, where your songs will play for free, you know. Anybody, you can listen to any one of my songs on the album for free on YouTube, you know. Doesn't make me any money, really. I can, you know, my pro thing and collects a little bit of royalties every time somebody listens to it or buys a single off a CD, a baby. That's what's good, too. You can just buy one song for 99 cents. You got to be able to find one song you like out of a total of 35 songs I have out there, all original songs. I only do original stuff, just like my music videos. Original videos. I put together the whole project myself because I know video production and how to edit with the cheapest of equipment. Anyhow, a good movie can be made in 2 to 3 weeks, a decent movie, with those who have the equipment to make it. I don't have enough equipment to make it a decent full-length movie, nor do I have the money to hire what's needed to make that movie, nor do I have any sponsors to give me the money. Otherwise, I could do it myself. So I'm asking anybody who knows anybody who makes movies, who has connections. I've got plenty of storylines to make the movies that will show the people what they can do, because then people must have figured out by now that protests alone are not going to do it. Look at what happened to the poor truckers. Sure, great momentum and enthusiasm, and they had the people behind them, but, you know, it's so easy for these crooked politicians to throw up roadblocks and call in brainwashed military people to just, like, bully everyone to death. Okay, so the name of my anthem is I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown now. Hey, if you listened to the show this tonight and you liked it, tell your friends about it. You know anybody with a telephone? Ask them if they'd like to call into a live show and say something important. Because when you have the stage and the world is listening, it's important to say something important. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I their eyes.